Texte numéro 45. Half a million children die of malaria every year. Malaria is likely to kill more than 600,000 people this year, and nearly 4 out of 5 will be children under 5 years old, mostly in Africa. The disease is one of the largest causes of child mortality. With a second vaccine available, this killer disease could soon be eliminated. But will the world pull together to make it happen? Scientific advisers to the World Health Organization, WHO, have indeed recommended a second malaria vaccine called R21. It has been developed by researchers at the University of Oxford in the UK and by the Serum Institute of India. It uses technology from US company Novavax and was funded by European Union institutions, as well as by a British biomedical research centre in London. After additional WHO approvals, the vaccine could be ready for use by the middle of next year. But without step changes in planning, funding and local vaccine manufacturing, progress towards reducing the disease's toll will be too slow. Conceiving the vaccine is already quite long, principally because of the complex life cycle of the 5 species of Plasmodium that cause malaria in humans. 2 of those pose the biggest risk. When an infected mosquito bites someone, the parasite is transmitted to their bloodstream, enters the liver, where it multiplies, and then invades red blood cells, leading to characteristic symptoms such as fever and chills. The R21 vaccine could stop the parasite entering liver cells. So far, it has been administered to 2 million children across Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. The WHO estimates that 40 to 60 million malaria vaccine doses will soon be needed annually, and demand is expected to grow to 100 million doses each year by 2030. This is undoubtedly positive, but questions remain over funding. Malaria programs are already short by around $1.5 billion annually to meet their existing targets. This deficit is set to double soon. It's one thing to have the capacity to design and make vaccines, but another to find the money. The poorest countries must wait for donations to pay for doses and depend on other nations to manufacture vaccines, and most times these nations prioritise their own populations before releasing supplies to others. Even though the new vaccine brings hope, its manufacturing, as well as the programmes to increase the availability of clean water, good sanitation, insecticide-treated bed nets and other preventative measures will require money. Only with all these in place can the world say it is doing everything it can to capitalise on scientific advances and reduce malaria's death toll, especially among children. Adapted from Nature, October 2023.